It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. The Nonpartisan League of Women Voters says it's struggling to register people to vote in the same numbers as in past years. Houston Public Media's Brenda Ruiz has more.
Earlier this year, the League of Women Voters started registering people using QR codes that can be scanned with a phone. The group has been trying out contactless voter registration because of the novel coronavirus, but even with that safety measure, the numbers have dropped this year. Annie Benefield, the VP of Voter Services for the League of Women Voters in Houston, says the group is facing another problem as well. She says volunteers in years past have left voter registration cards at post offices, but now some post offices have refused.
Some said there was an internal memo that said that they couldn't take it, and I wasn't sure exactly why, because there is nothing partisan about voter registration cards.
Benefield says 26 of the 86 post offices around Harris, Waller, and Fort Bend counties have refused cards. I'm Brenda Ruiz in Houston.
And in more news, Monday's Las Cruces City Council meeting grew heated following a presentation concerning the minimum wage. Madison Staten has the report.
You guys have no idea what it takes to run a business. You don't. To my knowledge, very few of you have been in business for yourselves. It's hard to make that payroll.
Controversy at the recent Las Cruces City Council meeting centered around whether or not to decrease the hourly wages of tipped employees. Currently, these Las Cruces workers make $4.10 an hour before tips, well above the state's mandated rate of a little over $2. Mayor Ken Miyagashima stood firmly on the side of business owners, suggesting a temporary decrease could help businesses heal from the pandemic.
This is the time they need us. 6 months is not going to hurt. I'm telling you, these next 2 months are going to be very, very difficult. They have nothing. Nobody has anything. Even the business owners, the PPP is gone. The EIDL loan, they're done. Everything's done.
Many members of the city council were not convinced, including Councilor Gowana Bencomo, who talked about her parents' small business. Bencomo said she understands businesses are hurting, but the significant decrease in opportunity for tips in recent months has negatively impacted tipped employees.
My immigrant parents are business owners. Their livelihood depends on their small business. So I get that tensions are high, and I get that it has been such a scary year and it's not even over yet, but there's no reason to get personal. And like, I'm really disappointed in your reaction, Mayor. Like this, I think it's irresponsible to try to flare up a narrative that doesn't need to exist.
Bencomo went on to say finding the answer to this issue will need to be a team effort, requiring the council to support each other, and emphasize that support should go to low-wage workers. Workers who Bencomo says should not have more resources taken away in this uncertain time.
Let's find solutions and ways to support our small business community that isn't on the backs of workers. I definitely think we should talk about how we're going to figure out grants. We have done so much more than the federal government. The federal government abandoned our communities, and this city has stepped up, and I think we can continue to step up without throwing anybody under the bus.
The mayor reminded the group employers of tipped workers are required to make up the difference between the $4.10 hourly rate and the standard minimum wage of $10.25 in Las Cruces if employees don't make over that amount in tips. Mayor Pro Tem Cassandra Gondra said that fact doesn't mean tipped employees aren't hurting.
I understand it's very difficult for everybody. I have a hard time believing that it's not more difficult for workers, especially tip workers.
Ultimately, the council decided it needed to hear from the stakeholders involved before making any decisions. The city council said it hopes to meet separately with those closest to this issue, both business owners and tipped workers, before making a final decision. Other issues discussed at the Las Cruces City Council meeting included allocation of development impact fees, a one-time fee paid at the time of development. Just who will pay these fees is still being debated. Historically, the fees have been split between the developer, homeowner, and the rate base that comes from everyone who pays into utilities. Assistant City Manager David Dollahan presented on the ways the council could change this allocation.
Allocation options. You can continue with the current resolution. You could also do other things. You could rescind and replace the resolution. allocates all of the development impact fee to the builder developer at the time of the permit. You could allocate it differently between the end user, i.e. the homeowner, and the developer.
The council stated they needed more time to explore this issue before making a decision on allocation. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.